And a good afternoon to you from the Detroit Golf Club. It's great to have you with us. The opening round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic is underway out here. Half the field is on the course. The other half will be starting here shortly. We're looking forward to some great competition. The scores, well, they're kind of going all over the place. The leader's currently 5 under, and I think we were looking at about 30 people that were within a 3-shot difference. So it's going to be some fun out here today, fun out here for the next 4 days with the championship being decided right around 6 o'clock on Sunday. Joining us right off the top, the president of the Rocket Giving Fund, the president and chief operating officer of Rocket Companies, Bill Emerson. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
We're wonderful.
I wonder if Paul W. is listening.
I would doubt
it
very
much. I mean, that guy's on vacation more than anybody I know.
Now, when we're on vacation, we're always listening back home, right? We know what's going on.
I'm just kidding, Paul W. You know I love you, man.
It is an honor to be able to fill in for Paul and do this. I've been a big fan and a friend of his for a long time. So thank you, Paul, if you are listening, for this opportunity. The Rocket Mortgage Classic, we're in our sixth edition. You've been part of it since the beginning. It's one of those things that you get into as a corporation for the right reasons. It does have some brand acknowledgement, but that's not why it's done.
No, absolutely not. I mean, this was a brainchild of Dan's years ago. So while this is our sixth Rocket Mortgage Classic, this is our 11th golf tournament because we did a DC tournament. And, you know, as we were doing that, we learned a lot about it. And Dan's like, why can't we get this in Detroit? Why can't we do a tournament here? Let's showcase this unbelievable city that we have. Let's have an opportunity to affect the outcome and do good inside of inside of the community and inside of Detroit. And so that's how it was born. The tournament that we were in had lost its sponsorship. We were able to move it here in 2019. We had a phenomenal inaugural kickoff, and the last 6 years have been so much fun. And it's grown and it's built, and the city really understands it now and appreciates it. But what we've been able to do and contribute back to the community has been the real reason that we have done this. And frankly, if you think about a lot of the work that we do in Detroit and Dan and Jennifer and what they do, it's all about what we can do to help the city.
It really is. We're going to have some guests on later in the show from Human IT. Laura Granham is going to join us at the end of the show talking about some of those community impact initiatives. There was a point, this tournament's been impacted by a variety of different, you've got the pandemic, you had wind, you had floods, Canadian smoke, we pretty much have had it all, but the pandemic created an opportunity for us to reassess what this tournament was going to be about, and the digital divide, the gap, I don't think any of us really comprehended how great it was in Detroit. We're one of the most disconnected. And we have elevated that to become one of the most connected urban areas in the country.
Well, yeah, if you go back and look at it, the pandemic did shine a light on a lot of things. And we looked at the numbers. 30% of Detroit was connected digitally at that particular point in time. And so we made it our mission through this golf tournament to bridge that digital divide. And Connect 313 was born and formed. And a lot of the money that we give charitably from this tournament goes to bridging that digital divide. And now we're talking about north of 70% of the city is digitally connected. We have hubs all around the city where folks can actually go and plug in and use technology. We have given away laptops and pads and anything we can to try to make sure, because when you think about it, as people of the world we live in today, if you're not digitally connected, you're missing so much. Now, I could say, actually, sometimes when you're not digitally connected, that's a good thing.
Right.
But not when you need basic services like the ability to apply for a job and just understanding what's going on in your community and being able to communicate. It was really important that we do that. And the fact that you're going to have Laura on here, she and the Gilbert Family Foundation and the Rocket Community Fund have done such a phenomenal job over the last 14 years in deploying the capital that we have been able to create as a result of being a for more than profit organization, and that's really at the end of the day what it's all about.
You go through those things, like you said, applying for a job, healthcare, education. Those were all things many of us took for granted during that time. And the one thing I think we learned from it all, and we did with the NFL draft as well, is that working together on solutions, not thinking you can solve every problem by yourself or any company. The way we work together in Detroit over the past, I would say Dan moved a company down here 14 years ago.
Yeah, 14 years ago. Yeah.
And this event was 7 years ago where the vision came to move it down here. working together, this community, and we're doing so much of a better job at it, can accomplish anything.
You see it everywhere. I mean, you clearly see it in the work we've done as it relates to tax foreclosure and partnering with community organizations that are able to go into the community and educate folks on, you know, the fact that they don't have to leave that home. They don't have to pay those taxes. There are exemptions. There's qualifications. And so that actual feet on the ground, knocking on 60,000 doors with the help of community partners, and that partnership has been fantastic. If you think about what's happened in and around the city and the public-private partnership that has existed for a long time between the corporations of downtown Detroit and the city government, I mean, it's worked very, very well over the last dozen years. And, you know, we've made a lot of progress. I think the draft was a great rallying point to show that and give us the opportunity to continue to build the momentum going forward and leverage that, because the world got to see Detroit in a completely different light as a result of that. And, you know, long way to go, but very happy about what we've been able to accomplish so far.
And the work Ford did with the Central Station kind of continued that narrative. You and I lost a good friend, his office located halfway between yours and mine, Dan and Jennifer. They lost a son in his battle to NF. This event, you know, Gillies downtown is just a fabulous location. That's a tribute. It's many of Nick's places that he's visited, and he kind of put it all together. But this event has Bowtie Day on Thursday. It's become a tradition. The players, the caddies have all embraced it. It's an important day for us to not only remember Nick, but understand that people in our community, people in the country, are suffering from a variety of different diseases, and if we can focus and continue to find cures, that's the important outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the celebration of Nick, I think, is it's just great that we do it. It's great that we're doing it at this tournament. It's great that it's been done in other places, and probably the biggest piece of that legacy is the investment that Dan and Jennifer are making at the Henry Ford Hospital in the clinic that'll be driven by neurofibromatosis and other things that are going on. And by the way, allowing folks in the city of Detroit through a fund that Dan and Jennifer put together, that if they don't have the financial wherewithal to actually access that will cover it. And that's, I think, huge in the work that's being done as well.
That's what it's all about, Bill, for more than profit.
Yes, sir.
We live it every day.
Yes,
I can't thank you enough for stopping by. You know, your day is busy. We'll get you back on the course and chase some of that action that's going out, and welcoming all of our guests out here
absolutely
to the Detroit Golf
Club. Come on down. Come check it out. It's an awesome – by the way, the weather's phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Today. Come on down.
Mother Nature's on our side this year, knock on wood. We'll be back on Focus right after this short message.